Welcome to Startup 3 podcast. This is a special series that is dedicated to some of our best startups. So in the previous podcast, you had the chance to meet the top five, and now we also want to showcase some other success stories. My name is Tajana Medoković, and I'm from Innocence. And I have a great pleasure to introduce to you today Dennis from Neosound. Just to mention a few words on the project itself, for those who are not familiar with it, Startup 3 is an H2020 funded deep tech program, and it's sector agnostic, dedicated to the acceleration of the best European startups. Starting off with the top 25, we came to top 10 and then top 5, but nonetheless, we'd like to promote the success stories of all of our startups. So, Dennis, welcome. Great to have you here.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
So you are one of our top 10 startups. Can you actually tell us a little bit more about the problem that you tackle and, well, the solution that you came up with?
Sure. You know, the problem is that the managers who are working in the call center companies spend more than a half of their time listening to the calls. And just to see that there is nothing interesting in any call so far, all the calls are about the same. It is boring. So we help them to find the most relevant, the most interesting conversations to listen to for the quality management. So what we are building and offering to the customers is a quality management and customer experience solution for the call center companies and call center departments in bigger companies like insurances, banks, etc.
Okay, so I see an array of problems that you're tackling there, but what is your personal story? Why did you get involved in the creation of this solution? Who is in your team?
What was the trigger to start? You will not believe me. It is related to music. Do you like music?
Yeah, of course.
So at some point, I was mentoring a team of students for product management. And at the same time, we had a hobby project related to musical notes recognition. So the idea was that, just imagine, you have the melody idea in your mind, but you do not play any musical instrument. So what if there would be a tool, so you humming or singing the melody into a smartphone, and then ask the smartphone to play back you the same melody in drums, in piano, in guitar, in any musical instrument. That was the idea of the project. And so the students I was mentoring found out that there is a competition for that project. And one of the competitors, Casio, Japanese company, and we compared the accuracy of our prototype, and it was comparable to the Casio product at that time. So we decided probably let's build a product and come to the market. And with that idea, we were selected by our first accelerator, and then we pivoted. I can tell you how we pivoted if you want. Yeah, that was challenging actually to play on that market. There are not so many companies who need that service. Apparently we were excited because we have the solution, but there is no problem. At some point we were working at co-working space of a telecom company, and just people from telecom approached us like, oh, we heard you are working in something related to the sound, right? Your new sound or what? So could you please guys help us to find the most aggressive calls? We are working in call center here above, like upstairs. So let's see what kind of calls do you have. And then we built that another prototype, and actually that solved. That's how we started to recognize human emotions based on the acoustical features of the sound. So now we're still doing what we do. This is the product based on the emotional recognition on the one hand, and also speech recognition on the other hand.
Okay, yeah. But I would say that this is a very interesting story, because it kind of puts in a nutshell one story of an entrepreneur pivoting, applying to another accelerator, creating a new product basically based on chance. So since Startup 3 was not your first accelerator, could you tell us a little bit more, how did it affect you, help you? How did you also change in this process when you participated in the project?
Well, if we compare us in the beginning against us. Like when we come to Startup 3, then definitely we had absolutely new expectations from the program. We did not expect to go up as a unicorn at once anymore. So yeah, it is not really easy. But what we really expected to find some proofs of the product market fit. We wanted to find, with the support of Accelerator, we wanted to find companies who would use our product and also who would share their value. I mean, share how it is valuable to them. So that would help us in turn to improve our product and deliver the better and more value. So yeah, basically that was the main expectation, to find business partners.
Okay, and?
yeah, we are in close contact with one of the French very known company.
Okay. I mean, you don't have to disclose. I mean, we're just proud if, you know, like this happened during the participation in the program and we helped somehow. We respect business secrets.
well, that's. I think that anyone who lives in France somehow communicated with that company. But let's keep it for a secret, nonetheless.
Then we will actually, or those that are listening to us, will have to keep up and find out more in the upcoming days, weeks, months. Can you tell to those that are listening and later on watching, where can they learn more about your solution?
Well, first of all, on the website, of course. Our website is neosound.eu. We are working in Europe. And I think that would be a good starting point, so there users, visitors can schedule a meeting personally with me or with anybody from our team, and so we will be glad to demo you a solution.
Okay, and for the end of this very brief session, first of all, I'm sorry that it's so short, but I'm happy to have you here today. We would like to know what are the next steps for Neosound and what would be the messages to other startups which are not sure whether to apply to a similar program or generally to your fellow entrepreneurs?
Our next steps would be to proceed working with our existing prospects. We are going to explore more on American market. It looks even more faster, I would say. They are more open-minded and commercial meaning. Also, to young entrepreneurs who are just thinking to start or not to start, I would say they have to be prepared to keep their expectations not so high. It's not easy, and so just keep in mind that 80% or maybe 90% of startups are failing. But nevertheless, it is a great journey. It's exciting. So when you start, it's really, really difficult to stop. I still cannot stop, you know. Yeah, but you have to be prepared. Maybe you will not pay a salary to yourself, maybe for a month, maybe for 10 months, maybe more. But on the other hand, the award can be decent, really decent.
Dennis, thank you very much. It was great having a conversation with you today. I keep my fingers crossed for your next endeavors, for the expansion to American market, and we will keep up with you and sharing your success stories. So thank you again and good luck.
Thank you, Tayana. That was a pleasure. Happy to speak to you.
Thank you for listening. This was for this episode of Startup 3 podcast, and tune in for the next one.